Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to 1102 on 1012. The leaves have been changing now for a while. The wind is blowing. That's what it does in the fall. But the temperature is around 70 today, which isn't too bad for our Indian summer. And how's everybody doing? I don't know if you're experiencing the same thing I am, but I oftentimes that is the case. So I'll share with you. I seem to have a problem getting anything done. I seem to have a problem with people following through. And I'm not talking, you know, I don't know if they're spiritual or they're not spiritual. And it seems whatever could go wrong oftentimes does. Now, I'm not talking about anything earth-shattering. It's just, okay, let me see. What is it like? It's like I am 6 inches above the planet, half in this physical world frequency and half in the higher frequency, and I can't seem to get myself coordinated. Okay? This time it's not about tripping over things or falling downstairs or, you know, that type of thing. It seems like I'm in a bubble and there's all these cracks around me of the frequent, all the cracks around me, not in my bubble, but around me, which means what it looks like is that possibly that my frequency got higher than the planet. That could be, who knows? But it seems I'm ahead of things or I can't, it's weird energy. And energy I have not experienced before. So I'm certain that's what you all are experiencing also. Thus and therefore, the title of today's radio show, which is The Power of Your Spoken Word. We have to be very, very careful. We are spiritual beings of a very high frequency on the physical planet. And right now, the energy, as I said, it feels to me like people everywhere, not just those who are practicing spirituality, but the people's foundation is cracking. There is a variety of things going on. My God, our news is filled with it. Our Twitter, our Instagram, a lot of those I don't do. Facebook, everything is just this anger, this hatred, this. And I think it comes down to what are we willing to accept? What are we willing? People are stepping out of even their own boundaries to be more mean or to be more hateful. I know not everyone. And politically, you know, that's just, it's just a cluster F, you know. So, but this is energy. All of this is energy. And we as people who are seeing this or experiencing this, some of it I just can't even, you know, the debates I can't watch, the newscasts of things, it's very hard to watch because it just looks to me and feels to me like breaking, cracking energy. Like the foundation that we even built this country on is cracking. So there's a rejuvenation that's going to take place. It has been going on. It is, and it can affect us very, very deeply. And we have to disconnect ourselves from the negativity and from what other people think. It is amazing to me. I wrote it in my blog. That came out the first Wednesday of the month. If you haven't read that, I encourage you to do it. I wrote in my blog that we seem to get attached to a particular ideology. Of course, we've always done that, but it, you know, it's in our faces these days in the political arena. And we seem to get attached to a particular dogma, a particular thing that is supposed to be truth, and we just don't waver from it. We attach ourselves to the thing that makes us feel the most comfortable. And whether it's being comfortable in your anger or being comfortable in your unforgiveness or being comfortable in your hatred, all of it is being out of body. All of it is being out of our heart center for so many people out there. And they have, it is always amazed me through the centuries in studying history, in studying and tapping into my own past lives, how much idol worship, I-D-O-L, idolatry, how much idol worship there is. People worship the football players, they worship singers, they worship propagandists. And that idol worship is that blind worship of, and I don't really understand it because I'm not at a place in my space where I need to follow or worship anyone. And I hope that you all can tear yourself away from following or worshiping anyone. I mean, I saw it because I don't go to those things anymore. Cryon, Lee Carroll, I saw it with Doreen Virtue, you know, this idol worship that we seem to have, and that they, you know, the people just follow around these so-called leaders or these people who are supposed to know something more than we do, and we worship them. Idol worship. There's the churches, there's politicians, there's all kinds of things. Idol worship is blind worship. We are worshiping something outside of ourselves. We are looking for the answer to our happiness. And the person we are worshiping, the idol worshiping, seems to have the key to be able to activate within us something that we cannot or can't seem to activate within ourselves. But all of it is outside of ourselves. All of it is something outside of us makes us, sparks our passion or sparks our anger, which is still passion, or sparks our hatred, which again is still passion, only it is intermingled with a ton of fear. And all of that is what we're seeing now. People are outside of themselves. They're not going inward to say, why am I so angry? Why do I have this hatred? Why do I need to dislike a person because their skin is another color? Or why do I hate this person or that person? There is a lot of people in the business of propaganda, and it is very, very important for us to find the love within ourselves. Once we love ourselves, then we will have compassion and more love for everyone else. And that is the battle that you are fighting. That is the battle that we are, maybe I don't like to use the word battle. That is the challenge that we face. That sounds better, doesn't it? That is the challenge that we face. And all these people are out there, not everybody. Oh, 11:11 on the clock for me, anyways. That's always good, a good portal. I must be on the right track here. Not everybody. But so many people are out there, and the power of their spoken word is bringing hatred. Hatred, 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 hatred. When we cannot find peace within, when we cannot love ourselves, when we feel threatened, and that is all ego, we look outside of ourselves for happiness. Now, I understand this because I did it for many, many years. I don't do it anymore. Like I said, I don't need to idol worship anything or anybody. Herein lies the challenge for you as you're trying to shift and change your life into a more positive realm. Because literally the power of your spoken word, we are dancing between dimensions of frequency. If I'm even the least bit correct of where my energy is right now, that's amazing. Which I do believe I am. For so many of you, you're experiencing the same thing. It's like, good God, I can't seem to make anything work. I can't seem to move forward at this time. You know, everything I try to do turns into this long, drawn-out process, stuff like that. Some of that is we're trying to jump ahead of divine timing. And that could be. But what you have to do is just take a deep breath and get back into that flow of energy and go, okay, universe, I'm good. I'm good. And allow yourself to relax, 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 relax. The universe has got your back. As soon as we jump into anger or envy or guilt or any of those earthly negative ego emotions, we slow things down. And we lose our opportunity to get the real lesson out of what's going on. So we really, really, really want to be careful what we're saying, the power of your spoken word, because that has the capability to set your life on a path and in motion. And if you're one of those people who are negative, 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 or angry at someone else or blaming someone else for your lot in life or for where you are, oh, it's my parents' fault, it's my boss's fault, it's this person's fault, or, you know, the media is not giving me enough attention fault, or whatever. If you're blaming someone else and angry, you know, at the black guy or the immigrant or any of those things, you literally are moving your energy outside of yourself, and you're going to get more of that lower frequency stuff. That's how powerful you are. You invite in more hatred, more anger, more guilt, more reasons to be miserable. when we speak of the power of your spoken word, it means it's supposed to empower you. It's supposed to make you look at your life and go, oh, I don't like this. I don't like what's going on here. I don't like where I live. I don't like my job. So I'm going to say, okay, angels, I choose a job, and then describe that job and say yes, yes, yes to the universe. Set your boundaries. Set your standards here. You are the commander of your universe. I was speaking to a woman the other day who is getting going into the business that I am in, and I was very excited for her, and she said, I have just felt compelled to be in service, you know, pretty much my whole life. And I said, excellent, excellent, excellent. What we want to be careful of is that we don't fall into that lower frequency of, I want to be in service no matter what. I'll do God's will, even if I'm uncomfortable or unhappy or whatever. Because that's an old, old energy from past lives of victimhood, martyrdom, and self-sacrifice. And it actually was energy at the first part of this life, but as we are in this century, it is no longer, that victimhood, martyrdom, self-sacrifice can no longer sustain you. So even if you are wanting to be of service, even if you want to be an author or a Mother Teresa on the streets of India. Maybe you know you're a healer or a psychic medium or a Reiki master or any of these things, and you want to be of service. This is not about service that requires sacrificing yourself. That's where the power of the spoken word comes in. We are no longer required to have that victimhood, martyrdom, or self-sacrifice. In other words, if it's not fun, you shouldn't be doing it. Or if it's not fun, you should be saying, okay, angels, I want this to be fun. I love my work. I love what I do. I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Texas, as you probably all saw, since there's many of you listening on a Wednesday. Thank you so much. And I'm leaving tomorrow. I'll be doing readings at Miracles of Joy on Friday, but then I'll be in Addison, Texas at the Healing Expo. I'll be speaking there and doing readings and things. This is what I love. And it's fun. It's fun because I have a contact there. She picks me up. We pick up talking where we left off from 6 months ago almost, the last time I saw her. And that makes it fun. And you may have your own set. And this is what I told the woman the other day. I said, don't let that old energy, which is in all of us, of victimhood, martyrdom, and self-sacrifice, get in the way of your actually being the commander of your universe. The power of your spoken word. Tell the angels what you want. Here's what I want. I want to travel here. I want to have fun. I want to have someone meet me at the other end. I want to have a room full of people. Yada, 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 yada. Whatever it is for you. Or you may be the writer. Maybe you just want to be in your house and not see anybody. Bless that too. You are the commander of your universe. Whether you live at this highest frequency available of love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, and perfect divine self-expression, or live mediocre in that frequency, I always think of it as rungs of a ladder. We can be at the top rung where all the good stuff is, or in the middle, stuck in the middle, and mediocre, sometimes good, sometimes bad, and it's all up to you. It's all within the power of your spoken word. What do you want? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to have surround you? And so many of us, because we're so used to sacrificing, because we don't receive, we suck at receiving. And, you know, I talk about that a lot because we bring it in our DNA, this sacrifice thing. Oh, I'm going to be a healer. Oh, I'm going to help people. And we end up being tired or sick or any of those other things ourselves because we don't understand that we have to put ourselves first. This is a very, very important thing. If I'm not having fun, I know I'm in the wrong direction, right? If I'm not looking forward to going, then my energy is not going to be right. If I can't give my full attention in the moment to the person sitting across from me, right? Because I'm uncomfortable or unhappy, then we're not giving the right service. If you want to serve, and serving doesn't mean what it used to be either. You don't have to be Mother Teresa on the streets of India. You just need to be in joy. If you are in joy, J-O-Y, if you are in your joy, then you are serving the planet. As opposed to all of those, you know, I see this, the posts on my Facebook news feed, and people are really angry, and they're very, very nasty. You just say the wrong thing to them, and there's that, you know, boom. Maybe some of you have not experienced that. I'm kind of in shock at how people are constantly offended. They're constantly looking for something to be offended about. How people are more than willing to get in your face, not physically in your face, or to tell you you're stupid or any of those other things. I have had these experiences, and it oftentimes convinces me not to answer or not to, you know, give my opinion, because oftentimes it doesn't agree with a lot of other people's. But I don't hate them. You know, I just don't understand that kind of dislike or hatred. But I do understand that, and I do have compassion for people who are carrying around the need to express themselves in that manner in such a form. I just don't get it. They are obviously unhappy. Unhappy. So they've lost the point. Happiness is an inside job. Happiness doesn't come from a new outfit or a new pair of shoes, even though for many years I did try to do that, and I'll tell you honestly, it doesn't work. However, I do have a lot of very cool shoes and jewelry. But happiness is an inside job. You're either going to make it a point to understand, well, I choose to be happy. You're either going to make that decision or you're not. And many people choose not to. And when you choose not to, that's the energy that goes out ahead of you. Each and every one of us are sending out energy. That's what your spoken word, your thoughts are all about. That's what it's all about. You are preparing the path in front of you. Are you going to have abundance? Are you going to have happiness? Are you going to have peace along that path? I had a friend at one time. She thought money was the road to happiness. And so she manifested money. And she manifested a lot of money. And she was very unhappy. Because instead of manifesting, and we would do light the incense and had all the crystals and everything, and she was obsessed with money. And instead of saying love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression or something along those lines, instead of including all of it in there, it was just bring me money. And anybody can manifest money, and it doesn't mean they're going to be happy. Ah, and it is interesting, isn't it? The power of your spoken word. Let me give you some really concrete suggestions. Be aware of your thoughts and your words. Be aware, which means be in the moment, and you can control your thoughts, because I have people say, oh, I can't help it, I just feel that way. Oh, that's a crock. Of course you can help it. You change your thoughts. You change your thoughts and you change your life. I did it. I remember reading a book, What You Send Out Is What You Get Back. All your thoughts are creating for you. It's like, holy smokes. And I realized how negative I was. And I went into work the next day, and I caught myself 1,000 times, it seemed like. Instead of saying something negative, I tried to say something positive. I couldn't believe how much negativity I was attracting to me. And my life showed it. This is the reason I can speak about this, because I understand it, because I went through it. And I changed my thoughts and I changed my life, and that's what you can do. If you're not getting what you want, if you are not complete in this moment, if you lack any good thing, you have to go inward. What within you is blocking that path? What thought form? What power in your thoughts or words are you speaking? Oh, my God, I'm broke. I'm always broke. I never have enough money that goes to the next paycheck. I can never get what I want. Yada, 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 yada. All men are terrible. All politicians are dishonest. When you make these landslide statements, you are literally bringing that kind of negativity into your life. And the point of this higher frequency is to bring us to a place where we realize how powerful we are. And instead, people don't want to go inward and look at the good, the bad, and the ugly about themselves. They don't want to admit that they've done anything wrong. And it's not about even right or wrong. It's about understanding energy. They don't want to go in and into the heart center and understand, oh, I don't forgive my mother or my father or my uncle or yada, 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 yada. They don't want to admit the energy that they are carrying. As a matter of fact, they're so disconnected from themselves, they don't even realize how unhappy they are. But you do. You're listening. So you need to be aware. You need to be aware of where your energy is going, where your power is going. Okay? So watch your thoughts and watch your words. What are you saying to your friends? What are you speaking to yourself as you get out of bed in the morning? What is your reality? And change those thoughts as you catch yourself, as you are thinking or saying something negative to someone, change it and shift it around so it becomes positive or gratitude or peaceful, any of those things. Try it for one day. It'll change everything. The least of all, it'll change your attitude and it'll make your day less stressful. Be in gratitude. That is very, very important. Be in gratitude for what you have. Happiness is at the door of gratitude. When you are in gratitude, you can't help but have some happiness there. And even if you don't have everything you want or all the money you want or all the or the partnership that you want, or for God's sake, the presidential candidate you want, Lordy, people, you can still be happy. You can still say thank you for what you do have. You can still create within you that gratitude, and that opens up more, opens up the doors of abundance. It's just a fact. Be open to receive. For heaven's sakes, it is amazing to me how we all seem to suck at this. Receiving is a big deal. The universe is going to give you everything you want, but if you suck at receiving, Or if you don't know how to love yourself, then how are you going to open up the door for somebody else to step into your life to love you? Receiving love, receiving joy, receiving peace. Be open. When somebody pays you a compliment, say thank you. Or somebody wants to give you a hug, take the hug. Jeez, and say thank you. Receive, receive, receive. The universe has got your back. And there is a flow of energy. The universe wants to answer every heart desire that you have. The universe wants for you to be abundant and joyful and happy and, you know, having your perfect divine self-expression. The whole universe supports what you do when you make attempts to follow your joy. The only thing that holds you back is your ego that says it can't be possible, that you can't have it, or any of those other things. You hold you back. You hold you back because of fear. And the wonderful lady I spoke to the other day said that she, and I know because I've done it. She said it was fear. I get started in a direction and then I get in fear. What if I am a success? What if I get exactly what I want? I did it. Holy smokes. I was always the one in the back of the room, for heaven's sakes. I know, hard to believe. So you have the power in your words and thoughts. You don't like your life, start taking a look at it. Be in present moment. Don't fall into the whining, moaning, groaning, and complaining mode. You'll just flush your opportunities down the toilet that way. But take a look at what you do have and say thank you, no matter how meager that may be. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the opportunity to go to work, even if it's a job you don't like. Thank you because I won't be here very long. And then let the universe know what kind of job you do want. Come on, come on, come on. Open your mouth. You open your mouth to complain. Let's open our mouths and say, here's what I do want. I am open to receive. I am open for joy. I am open for peace. The good stuff. Today's affirmation from Florence Shavelshin. I like this. I like them all, but hey, every obstacle is a stepping stone. Think about that. Everything that's being thrown in front of you is a stepping stone. Everything in the universe is working to bring me my own. Whatever it is you want, everything in the universe is working to bring it to you. And every obstacle is a stepping stone, a lesson, or a detour to turn you in another direction. Who knows? But you gotta let it be. Go with the flow. Every obstacle is a stepping stone. Everything in the universe is working to bring me my own. My seeming impossible good now comes to pass. The unexpected now happens. I am open to receive. The picture below it is a beautiful picture. I love the bright colors. It says, from this day forward, I expect and receive epic blessings in my life. It says, EmmanuelDagger.com. Made that picture. From this day forward, I expect and receive epic blessings in my life. Of course it can happen. But if you don't know how to receive, or if your ego tells you you don't deserve it, you need to be affirming it more and more and more. You tell that ego to just be quiet. Go inward. Find out why you feel or your ego feels that you can't have what you want. Maybe it's because you've been listening too much to churches or society or politics or anything else. Do the self-examination. Come on. If we can't get it in this frequency, and if I'm really dancing as high above the earth as I think, that's a pretty high frequency, and the turnaround time to bring you your blessings is going to be fast. Change your thoughts already. Let me go ahead and take the calls. There's a few of you today. That's kind of interesting. Okay. 780, you're first. I would like your name and where you're calling from. Oops. Hold on. 780,
hi.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. My name is Naomi. Naomi.
And you're... Naomi, that's
and I'm calling
name,
from. Thank you. I'm calling from Canada.
Canada. Hello, Naomi from Canada.
How
crazy
are you doing, Linda?
Stuff going on down here.
I am
doing just great. The energy is always interesting during a political. Yeah, especially this year. I think the worst of the worst is being thrown in our faces, and we all need to take a good look at ourselves. What's your question for the angels today, Naomi?
I'm just looking to know, like, I have some personal healing to do for everything. Like, I need a new job to come in. I need physical healing, emotional healing. I just wonder if there's any, like, either new job or a way to better health or a new home or a new relationship or, like, any information about that.
Wow.
Like
you
that.
Are ready for everything. You are ready to receive. So I am going to give you an affirmation. Get a pen and paper or a pencil and paper, and I want you to write this down. You have made changes in your life, and you are in that place where the universe, you're asking me if something new is going to come along, and the angels are saying to you, what do you want? And this is where you have to turn your energy around. We are now in a frequency that isn't about, wow, is the universe going to throw me blessings or going to throw me my new job or, you know, am I going to... is God hearing my prayers? That's not there anymore. And I want you to look at this energy in a different light. I want you to look at it as, here's what I want, angels. Handle that. Let me know if I'm supposed to do anything. Do you understand the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Good girl.
Just make a command and say, okay, this is what I need. And you have to make my own decision about what I want to come.
Exactly. So you need to make some lists. If you're looking for love, is that what you were asking me?
Yeah, I'm looking for love, jobs, health.
New job, right.
Everything.
Okay.
Abundance,
okay. If you're looking for love, of course you're going to find love. If you're looking for a new job, of course you're going to get a new job. It's going to take a lot longer, or you'll have to go through a lot more people if you don't get specific with the universe. That's what the power of your spoken word is all about today. And this is where we as spiritual beings in a physical body have to understand now we are in charge. We are the commanders of our universe. Let me give you the affirmation for receiving, okay? Because that kind of puts it in a nutshell, and then I'll give you some specifics on the others. Are you ready to write this down?
Yeah.
Okay. I give intent. I-N-T-E-N-T. Intent is everything. I give intent to receive abundance in all its forms. Ready?
Yeah.
Love, joy, peace, prosperity, health and perfect divine self-expression. Got it?
Yeah.
I want you to say this affirmation every morning before you even get out of bed. And I want you to say it and memorize it and say it from your heart center. This is very, very important. You have worked hard to change your life, to get out of the situations you were in, the situations that weren't working, and now you're ready for the new stuff. And the universe is ready to give you the new stuff. So sometimes we don't know what it is that we want to be when we grow up or where we want to go or what we want to do. But who doesn't want love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, and perfect divine self-expression? So that opens up the doors for you to be able to receive. Now I want you to start thinking about, you know what you don't want in a partner. You need to start thinking about what you do want in a partner. The same thing about a job. You know what you don't want, so start thinking about what you do want. And instead of thinking about these things through the physical eyes of what you think you can have, see it through the spiritual eyes of being unlimited. I want to work from home. I want to, or I want to be around people, or I want to be in charge, or I want a job that's more creative. Whatever it is that lights your fire, whatever it is that brings joy to your heart, and that's the stuff you want to focus on, and you make that list. When it comes to love, you, my dear, need to be saying that affirmation so that when your hunk-a-chunk-a-burning love shows up, you're going to be able to receive the love and adoration that you deserve. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me give you the first three things on your list, and then I'm going to let you go. My other, what I would suggest is you take a look at my website, and I also have, if your health is an issue, I have a 6-week clean-out diet and a smoothie recipe with supplements to put in to boost your immune system and a lot of other things in your system. You can email me for that, and I will be happy to send those to you. I would also recommend that you read my blog, and I've got some good books there if you choose to buy those or not. But let me give you, for your list of your hunk-a-chunk-a-burnin' love, okay, the first thing on your list as you make it, number one, is you need to be loved and adored by this person. And this is very important. And you have to be able to receive being loved and adored. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Number two, you need to be put on a pedestal, which means you're going to have to be able to receive somebody looking at you and going, oh, my God, where have you been all my life? You are unique. You are extraordinary. You are amazing. I need you to be looking in the mirror and going, I am the goddess. I deserve the very best. You have to embrace the energy of the uniqueness of you so that somebody else will see the uniqueness of you and love and adore you for it, and you have to be able to receive that. Very, very important. Women don't do this. I have a whole little book written on this, Love, the Mystery of Happily Ever After. It's like $7 or something, and I think you can get it on Kindle for nothing. So I would recommend anybody out there, if you're looking for love, get the little book. Number three in your list, my dear, is he needs to be financially stable. And you have to allow him to spend money on you. Now, that's not so hard, but it's not like you need someone to take care of you. You can take care of yourself. You have to allow yourself to receive from your hunk-a-chunk-a-burnin' love, your manly man, his way of showing his love and adoration. You've got to be able to receive that. And then on your list, you just add tall, dark, and handsome, good in bed, whatever else you want on that list, kind to animals, loves children, I don't care, whatever else. add it to the list. But you need to work on those first three things and be sure and say that affirmation. Anyways, you're on the right track, my dear. You're a very powerful manifester. So watch your words and start getting specific with the universe so these things can start opening up for you. You got that?
Okay.
All right. You go, girl. Let us hear from you. Take care. Bye-bye. 415-415, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hello. This is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne from California. How are you, honey?
Good.
Good. What's your question for the angels today?
Well, I'm in this very similar state of the previous woman. So all the things you said to her are work apropos to me too, as they say. So yeah, I'm
good. I hope
I know what I don't want. I know what I don't want, and don't I haven't repeated the same relationship in a while. So just any, if there's anything different for me about bringing in my details.
It is not meant for you to be alone. It is meant
yeah.
for you to have everything you want. And you also are very powerful. Everything that has happened to you before this point is to bring you to the point that you are at here to give you clarity on
mm-hmm.
how to move forward in your life, because we are in a frequency that where we are so spiritually connected to the universal flow. I mean, we're
right.
literally dancing between dimensions. There's no separation between the physical and spiritual world. So you need to be literal. You need to be talking to the universe and your angels the way you would talk to your best friend and say, here's what I want. Do
okay.
not dwell on what has happened in the past. Forgive and let go. And allow yourself to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, angels. I so look forward to all the fun, because now you're so much smarter. You know how amazing you are. You know what you can do. You are unique and extraordinary, and you just want to enjoy life to the fullest. So I hope you got the affirmation down. Did you get that?
I did. I did write that down.
Excellent. Excellent. And you can go to my website where it says, at the top it says intention magnet. And you can, there's a picture of it. It's an actual 4x6 magnet. You can buy it if you want, or you can take a picture of it with your phone and
right.
have it there, because the picture is beautiful. The artwork was done by my friend. And as you look at it, you'll see there's the Om sign and all that other good stuff. Anyways, we want you to be on the road of receiving, to understand that all the words that you are speaking, the thoughts that you are thinking, are creating the path that is in front of you. And the reason that you had all those other things is to put you on that path of complete and total joy. So just tell the universe, thank you, I know what I don't want, and start making those lists of what you do want. Got that, girlfriend?
Yes, thank you.
And the angels want you to know, pull your energy in. Focus on yourself. Pull your energy in. Focus on yourself. And take care.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my dad can say something that will set me off for a day. You know, your family members have the button, and then it becomes about him and like one comment.
Your dad is not happy, and you are making steps and strides to be happy. Your energy has shifted. Everybody notices when energy changes. He doesn't like the energy that you're in now, because you are freer and happier, and he's jealous. His ego will not let him move up. The best thing you can do is nod and smile and say, I love you, Dad, whenever he pushes a button. And walk away and understand that's his doing. The more you hold on to the higher frequency, the more of an opportunity your dad is going to have to rise in frequency. And so that, you are holding the energy. I don't know why we automatically, it is our ego that drags us down. And you're kind of a baby psychic here, honey, so we're going to give you some, you know, you got a lot of credit from where you come and where you want to go.
Very empathetic,
And I get it, because, like I said, been there, done that. You may enjoy my book, The Eight Keys, A Special Delivery Message from the Angels. I started in a childhood of sexual, physical, emotional abuse, and how you move from being invisible to goddess. And so, but for you, you hold the energy of joy no matter what, because basically you're just, the frequency you're carrying is irritating your father. And one more thing, because the angels want me to tell you, your dad is kind of like the thorn in your side. But your dad is also, he is also your angel, because every time he pushes your button, that's the issue that the angels want you to release.
Okay.
We want you to go inward, and we want you just say, okay, angels, I feel, you know, I feel puny, or my solar plexus chakra just got tied in a knot when my dad said that, or my heart hurts. Give me clarity. What do I need to clear? What do I need to know about myself? What do I need to see? And do it every single time. And then when you tap into that emotion of fear or not being good enough or sadness or depression, just feel it and say, okay, angels, I'm giving this to you. I am releasing this energy now. And as soon as you release it, you'll feel a, instead of struggling against the feeling that pops up when your dad says something, when you actually feel it and release it, then you go into the bathroom and say, I am the goddess. I deserve the very best. The reason you want to do that is once you release that negative energy, you create a void. And what you want to do is fill that void with, I'm the goddess. I got this. I deserve the best. Understand?
Yeah, definitely. That, I could be aware of at that moment.
Yes, be aware.
Mm.
Exactly. So as much as you are irritating him with your energy, he is also your angel, helping you release yours. Interesting dynamics, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love that stuff. That's the kind of stuff I love. All right, my darling, take care. Let us hear from you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
904, you're on the air. 904, probably listening at work or on the phone or something. 818, you're the last one today. 818, you're on the air. Hello there.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Hi there.
Diane from California. And,
hi, Diane from California. How are you, honey?
Oh, just like you said, I create happiness every day. I get it.
Everybody listen. Go, girl.
No, I'm repeating what you teach, and it's true. It all comes from within. Let me ask you a quick question. I went to, since you picked me up, I went to a class reunion last weekend, and there was a gentleman there that I had seen the year before. We kind of dated a short time. And then this time we've been spending time talking since, you know, the Saturday night. I'm wondering, it seems like he has had a woman in his life. And not that they live together, but that's why I pulled back a year ago. I'm wondering, any insight you want to tell me about this guy? Okay. That's fair.
No. However, if this is someone that you have an interest in, what the angels really want you to do is look at what is attracting you to this person. And I'm going to say this to you, and then I'm going to tell you what to do moving forward. This person has baggage. And it's baggage I don't believe that you want, and this is why this keeps happening, there is an attraction there. There is something that could be built upon if he wasn't vacillating back and forth between ego and small child and things like that within himself. For you, what you want is to make that list. It is, you are right, it is not meant for you to be alone. And you are a unique and extraordinary woman. And the last thing you want is to take care of someone. Do you understand?
Yes, yes, yes to everything. Like, oh, wow. Yes, I couldn't agree with you're so there. And you really, he is full of baggage. You're so smart. So on top of it, Linda. I'm kind of glad you picked up my call. So then.
But let me tell you this.
Yes, tell me everything.
Diane, let me tell you this. It may not be him, or it may be him. I don't know. It could take another year, but I don't know if you want to wait that long. But what's being activated within you is the energy of, you know, I would like a partnership. I would like somebody to laugh with and have fun with, but I want somebody without the baggage. And so it's time for you to realize that it's not meant for you to be alone. It is meant for you to have a great relationship, and like the other people here, you know what you don't want. So start focusing on what you do want, to be loved and adored. Girlfriend, you are amazing, and you are an amazing manifester. Make that list of your hunk-a-chunk of burn and love. He will come to you. He's waiting for you. He is already there on your path. He's waiting for you, and that's why you were getting that feeling with this guy, because you're like, something's supposed to come out of this, or something's supposed to be there for me, and you are right. You are right. It's just not this person at this time with his baggage. You want your hunk-a-chunk of burning love, and I'm going to repeat this, to love and adore you. I know you can receive that because you know how unique you are. You need to be put on a pedestal. He's out there, girl. You just need to receive the good stuff, the high, high frequency. No more taking care of anybody for you. You want your 50-50 relationship, your hunk-a-chunk, to be your equal in conversation, in laughter, in passion, and in adoration of you. That's important. I've been with my husband for 30 years, and the thing that is most prominent, most wonderful about him is that he really likes me. So I want you to grasp that. Number three, he needs to be financially stable, and then add all the rest of it in. Good in bed, tall, dark, and handsome, whatever else you want, you know what you want. Make the list. Say, okay, angels, you handle this. Put me in front of that person. And let me know where I'm supposed to go. In the meantime, have a glass of wine and, you know, read a book. The fifth season of Walking Dead. You go, girl. Got it?
God bless, Linda. Thank you.
Take care, my darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I know she probably had to get off the phone there, but God bless you all. The power of your spoken word. Do not diminish it. Understand that what you're thinking and feeling and what you're saying is being created. So let's do this at the highest level of it. I will be back next Thursday. And it's just interesting every single day, isn't it? Bless it all and say thank you. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.